Now, Margaret Hannan is spearheading a campaign to save Cushla. It's a respite centre hotel. Margaret, can you tell us a bit about Cushla and how it helps people with disabilities?
Sure. Hi, Tony. Thanks for having me on. First of all, Cushla is IWA's only national holiday centre in Ireland. It's the only facility of its kind in Ireland and England, as far as we're aware. The IWA board made the decision to close Cushla Holiday Centre with less than a month's notice. Our campaign basically wants to give a voice to the people with disabilities, many of whom are IWA members, so their voice is heard and listened to. I have many friends myself with disabilities through Ataxia Foundation Ireland. I've been visiting Cushla myself for over 15 years, and I use it as my wedding venue. We recently launched a tattoo tactic. A few of us around the country got tattoos with the Save Cushla campaign logo inked on us, just to draw media attention, to give people a platform for their voice to be heard. So for me, this Save Cushla campaign is a short-term campaign, but for my friends with ataxia, this decision by the IWA board to close their only national holiday centre, Cushla, is, you know, it's got a long-term impact and drastically life-changing for the worse.
Yeah. So the Irish Irish Wheelchair Association, was it their decision to close?
The IWA board made the decision. Very little consultation with government. Very little consultation, actually zero consultation with their 20,000 members around the country. To be honest, many of which are still unaware that this decision has been made. We set up a Facebook and Twitter social media accounts. Only through that and word of mouth, we've got through to hundreds of people who are outraged by the decision. You can see by the hundreds of testimonials on our Facebook page and Twitter accounts of the, you know, the devastation that they feel. You know, for my friends, you know, if the future of Cushla is at risk, you know, wheelchair users, people with special needs, people particularly with high dependency requirements, you know, they may never get a holiday again. You know, it's their human right, and it's the right of everyone with a disability to go on holidays where they choose and where they feel most comfortable. Yeah. Like, can you imagine how devastating it would be if you're told you can never have a fun holiday or respite again, basically? Yeah. Like, Cushla has all the facilities of that a hotel would have. You know, as I said, I got married there myself. It has 100% accessibility, but it's not just about accessibility either. It's about looking after those with high care needs, you know, and these people's voice haven't been heard. These are the most vulnerable in society, men, women, children, all over Ireland, as I say, including 20,000 IWA members, as well as those with disabilities, and they are not aware that this decision even has been made because they weren't consulted. Like, basically, sorry, Tony.
Yeah. No, I just wonder, whereabouts is this hotel, Cushla? Is it
Cushla Holiday Centre is it's based not too far outside Roscommon. It's in the Suck Valley Way. It has numerous facilities. There was a lot of money, you know, invested in the area, even in the last 12 months, to improve the accessibility of the local angling. There was 30,000 put in by the local county council. Even IWA itself put in 65,000 up until 2 months ago to promote their marketing of it, you know, to make it, you know, attractive. It financially it makes no sense, you know, to close the facility. IWA are stating funding as their main reason. Yesterday at the Joint Oireachtas Health Committee, in which they were summoned before 10 members, they stated that if funding was found, that Cushla would remain open. We believe they haven't tried to find that funding. They're stating they've met with government ministers, as you can see from the Joint Oireachtas Health Committee meeting minutes. If they're properly studied, no, they didn't fight hard enough, to be honest with you. And the IWA members that are aware of this situation, they're outraged. You know, they're saying the IWA committee unanimously called for this decision But we've no record of that, you know. And our committee yesterday, the Joint Oireachtas Health Committee, grilled them basically for 3.5 hours. They came to a unanimous decision, and they called for the halt of the IWA decision for at least 6 to 12 months until a viable solution can be found, because Cushla is worth saving. So they have to send in a written proposal now, which is being sent in to the IWA board, requesting for the halt of the decision to be made. However, Cushla is earmarked for closure next week. Redundancy packages have been signed. The IWA sent in packaging boxes even yesterday. Their decision has been made. They're making no effort to save it, even though they cite funding as their only issue. You know, government, I feel, are willing to find a solution, and they want a solution found. And we're trying to engage with the IWA. Emergency general meeting of the IWA members was called for on Tuesday. 71 member signatures were collected in only half a day on Tuesday last, the 19th of November, and sent via registered post via local councillor Orla Leighton to the IWA headquarters, requesting for an emergency general meeting. And yet, yesterday at the Joint Oireachtas Health Committee, the CEO, Rosemary Keogh, denied receiving a request for an emergency general meeting. And in addition, she would not clarify the number of signatures required to call for an emergency general meeting. As well as that, Mark McSherry shared with us yesterday that another revelation that Rosemary Keogh, the CEO of IWA, is also on the board of the charity's regulatory authority, which is quite shocking, really. And, you know, yeah, we believe has to be looked at. Like, who's regulating who, you know? Who's accountable to who?
Yeah, I'm just a little bit surprised, well, shocked, really, that the Irish Wheelchair Association, who does such great work, and I mean, I've been down there a couple of times. We actually played a dance, and it was great fun. And they look after people very well. I just can't believe that they would close down a facility like this. I mean, the thing is, now, just to go off on a different track, I was amazed when I got a free holiday once, won a holiday to Lourdes. And when people said, what was it like? I said, it was transforming to see so many people from all around the world in wheelchairs and that. It's really a holiday for the disabled, you know, and it means so much to them. And I'm sure it means so much to people who go to Cushla. I don't understand. Okay, there may be a problem with funding, I suppose, but to just try and close down a facility like that, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't seem right whatsoever.
100% agree with you there, Tony. Like, I feel like there's no place like Cushla, as I said earlier, in the whole of Ireland and England, as far as we're aware. Like, I call it the Centre Parks of Ireland for people with disabilities. I cannot yet meet one person that has gone to Cushla on holiday with a disability and not been satisfied, you know, and willing to return. And the staff there are outstanding. You know, there's hundreds of people with high dependency and care need requirements that literally just cannot go to hotel respite breaks that the IWA are proposing as an alternative to this. It would be like comparing the Shelburne Hotel to basically a hostel. You know, you can't. Oh, yeah. You know, there is a shortage of respite funding and respite centre places as it already is. You know, why train something when it's not broken? You know, fix something when it's not broken. Like, Cushla provides a proper holiday experience, a hotel ambience away from the clinical surroundings of a typical respite centre. Basically, as I said, of which there are very few. And, like, we're all for accessibility, but it's not just an accessibility issue. Like, it's about providing a holiday for those with varying degrees of disabilities and care needs, like, in a non-clinical, holistic environment, like, where people don't feel different, they don't feel like they're a burden, they can have a decent, well-deserved holiday break and respite at least once a year, which they pay for themselves, a large amount of money they pay for it themselves. Yeah. It's not government funded. Their respite grants have already been cut to the absolute max. They're lucky to get 4 nights a year, of which many are refused by the IWA. And I can quote you.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, like the respite holiday breaks, IWA have also stated as an alternative to CUSHLA. Yesterday in the Joint Oireachtas Health Committee meeting, which I attended for 3.5 hours, in which they got a good grilling, the Rosemary Kyo confirmed that 3 hotels signed up for these breaks on only Wednesday last, the 20th of November, 2 days ago. No contracts, she stated, have yet been signed by these same hotels. You know, the chairman, Tony Cunningham, also confirmed, this is all on the record, that the hotel model plan will commence in March, springtime 2020. Like, it's not even in place. They have admitted this plan, it doesn't actually exist. They're just hoping on hope, you know. Financially as well, they have no, they had no answers to how much it will cost, you know. They said it was implemented in the southeast of Ireland and that it was very successful. Basically, they're basing this, and they quote this as well, they're basing it on one hotel in Kilkenny. So that a hotel is called the Hoban Hotel. You can ring them tomorrow. That hotel has 5 accessible bedrooms. 5. You know, yeah. For the whole of the southwest of Ireland, or southeast, sorry, of Ireland down in Kilkenny. So to liaise with hotels in the west of Ireland is not acceptable. They're downplaying it as a local issue. This is a national issue. This is a centre for the whole of Ireland. Literally, why close CUSHLA and leave hundreds and hundreds high and dry without a holiday respite option? Yeah. Suitable to cater for their needs. Why not keep CUSHLA open and implement the accessible hotel strategy simultaneously? You know, until this plan is actually implemented properly and properly evaluated. We know funding can be found. Government yesterday, inside in the Dáil, they were outraged. One called for the CEO's resignation, Senator Terry Layden. Dennis Nocton spoke very strongly, as did Senator Maura Hopkins, among many others. TD Cato, is it Kelly? Sorry, I can't remember all of the names.
Yeah.
But they were very passionate about this. Basically, CUSHLA caters for, you know, one of the questions that was asked yesterday as well. Like, CUSHLA catered for just under 4,000 bed nights in 2018. Like, they were asked, can you guarantee that the same number of bed nights will be catered for in these hotel respite breaks for those few people that can access hotels? You know,
yeah.
They couldn't answer that. They said 1,700 nights would be. But basically, of those 1,700 bed nights, many of those with high care needs cannot access hotels. You know, that is the reality of the situation. CUSHLA, in its heyday, has a capacity when there was funding for 9,500 bed nights. You know, it's a huge facility, but due to lack of funding and respite grants, you know, many are refused respite holiday breaks by the IWA, you know.
Yeah.
So according to a good friend of mine who was on RTÉ speaking actually about the closure of CUSHLA, Erica Boucher from Clondalk, and she's been going to CUSHLA for 15 years. She's non-verbal, she uses a machine to speak. She's absolutely devastated. You can speak to my friend from Ataxia Foundation Ireland CEO Al Young. You know, everybody is absolutely outraged. You know, can the IWA guarantee a minimum of 4,000 bed nights in 2020? No, they can't. While we applaud this hotel model, if it did exist, you know, it just makes no sense to close CUSHLA before such a plan has been proven successful.
Yeah. Well, as you mentioned, other alternatives like hotels, but you mentioned that there's special equipment and bed lifts and things like that you'd find in a nursing home. You'd find them in CUSHLA where you wouldn't find them in other hotels. So how do you get around that?
Exactly.
I mean, do you know how many people actually use the facility? I mean, handicapped people.
Well, last year, as I was saying, in 2018, their numbers, they call them bed nights. So basically, they had just under 4,000. So basically, the IWA cannot compare to that with this model plan that they have admitted is doesn't exist. Basically, there is no model. You know, it will commence in March. But why close CUSHLA now when there is no alternative put in place and leave hundreds of people with disabilities literally high and dry.
Yeah.
Like Cushla, it's a fault to Ireland, welcome standard accommodation. You know, it's as good as any hotel. It's played host to international disability angling competitions, which people have come from all over Europe, Holland, Germany, you name it. Like, there has been nothing but good reviews. You look on TripAdvisor and it's got nothing but 5-star reviews.
Yeah.
All the 65,000 the IWA pumped into it from February up until 2 months ago, even to promote the marketing of the centre, which they've actually since taken down, as well as their Facebook page. They've taken everything down already. You know, it's just, it makes no sense to close this. It wasn't mentioned in their AGMs. Wasn't mentioned to any of their members. Government were really not consulted, you know. Even though they're saying there are, there's no reports to say that government were consulted.
Yeah.
And government are furious, to be honest with you.
Every year I go down to the CRC, it's near to the Irish Wheelchair Association, for their amateur art exhibition. And most years, the exhibition is opened by a local champion of the disabled, TD Finian McGrath. What support have you got from him?
Oh, Finian McGrath is actually back in the decision of the IWA board. He is he's very supportive of their hotel model. Their holiday, their respite holiday breaks. Finian McGrath, like, I don't know if he's just going by what the IWA board are saying, because there basically isn't any research done into this holiday plan. You know, he's basically reiterating verbatim the hotel model, which they base on the HSC policy, time to move on from integrated settings. Like, Cushla, or congregated settings, pardon me, Cushla is anything but a congregated setting. You know, Cushla is the heart of the community. Cushla means heartbeat. You know, it literally is the heartbeat and the soul of the community, as well as a national centre for everybody around the country for people with disabilities. He has not, we feel like he hasn't corresponded with the members, you know. Emails we've sent in, he's giving generic emails back. He wasn't in attendance at the meeting yesterday. We feel he needs to listen to the IWA members. And, you know, of which there's hundreds of testimonials on our campaign page. You know, he hasn't been present, you know, in this campaign, unfortunately.
Well, that's a surprise.
And we want him to listen to the people.
If people want to get involved, and I'm sure they will want to. How can they access the information and how can they help your campaign?
Sure, we have all the information on our Save Cushla Facebook page or hashtag Save Cushla Twitter account. If they have any queries, they can email us at savecushlacentre@gmail.com. We're looking for organisations to endorse our campaign. Officially, we can send them our statement and letter to the editor to endorse our campaign officially, in support to Save Cushla, to keep it open. We launched our tattoo tactic for those lunatics like myself and a small group of people from all around the country who want to get inked with the hashtag Save Cushla logo to highlight this campaign and bring national media attention. To give the people a platform for their voice to be heard. You know, Cushla is too valuable an asset to close. You know, it's been there for 22 years, since 1997. There's literally nothing like it in the whole of Ireland, you know, particularly to cater for those with higher dependency needs and group bookings as well. I mean, they're staying to move away from congregated settings. Like, what is wrong with going on a congregated holiday? You know, congregated holidays are actually the best holidays, aren't they?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
10 parties, stag parties, you know, GAA football clubs. You know, there's it's not an institution. Like, it's like a hotel. It's used widely by the community for functions. It's used as a day centre. That day centre is now looking to relocate, despite the rent on Cushla being paid up front up until 2026. that are not going to get that rent reimbursed. Financially, it makes no sense to move out of Cushla. This new holiday plan, basically, is, you know, the cost of the works at Cushla have not been seen, basically, that the IWA are stating needs to be done. It's the latest argument they made yesterday was that asbestos was found in a roof and in a boiler house and somewhere in a kitchen. They're just so vague. We've seen absolutely no reports. They're saying 1.15 million is needed for essential fireworks, for rewiring, for fire safety standards, which was found out in 2018, which was 12 months ago. Why wait a year and tell us a year later, you know?
Yeah.
And suddenly the building is unsafe a year later. Why wasn't it unsafe a year ago?
Yeah.
When they discovered this, you know? There's this meeting yesterday, the 3.5 hours grilling that they got from the Joint Oireachtas Health Committee, to be honest, brought up more questions than answers, you know? We're looking forward, to be honest, to the Public Accounts Committee now. They're going to be brought up before that in the near future as well. And we won't stop protesting and putting our voice out there until literally all 20,000 IWA members are informed of this decision and have their voice heard. Because I can't imagine not one of those people wants this centre closed. Funding can be found, you know?
Yeah.
So we're just calling for a halt of the decision. The Joint Oireachtas Health Committee unanimously are calling for a halt of this decision for at least 6 to 12 months. You know.
Yeah. So we'll keep a keen eye on developments, and hopefully the decision can be reversed. Because I mean, it's not so long ago when there wasn't even a wheelchair ramp on buildings for people in wheelchairs. They were treated as forgotten people. They were cast into the shadows, if you like. And those days, those dark days, are long gone. Thank God. So we can only hope that Cushla, and Cushla is spelled, is how do you spell Cushla?
C U I S L E.
Cushla. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Margaret, thanks for talking to us today, and
thank you so much, Tony, for having me on.
Our pleasure. Near FM is always here for you anytime. Yeah,
thank you so much. I might be on again soon.
Hopefully with good news. Okay. Thanks
exactly.
Very much.
Thank you so much, Tony. God bless.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye.